I'm Alan Krieger. I live on 1783 Lake Road in Rhinelander, Wisconsin. I was born in 1921, July 26, 1921, and I'm 92 years old.
You grew up on a small dairy farm in the little town of Suring, right?
Suring, yep. S-U-R-I-N-G, yep. In Oconee County.
What was that like?
Well, it was, you lived, but I wasn't getting no money, you know. I was helping my dad. I wasn't getting no money, just spending money. And you work hard, but I was talented musician-wise. My music teacher, he had a little band, you know. And all of a sudden, he called me up. Al, the band that he was playing in, it was a seven-piece band. They played all in northeastern Wisconsin, as far as Escanaba, almost to Iron Mountain, down towards Green Bay, in there. He said, they need a drummer. You want to take that job? I said, yeah.
What kind of band was this?
Just a old-time, new-time we played. You know, we played new style and the old-style music, you know. Both.
Like swing music? Or
swing, yeah. We played. Our theme song was In the Mood, so, you know, how we played. Oh, we had a good little band, boy. And we had two good trumpet players and saxes. That Dave that played with us, he could have been professional any day, you know. So I played with them over 5 years before I went in the service. Oh, yeah. But then when I went in the service, went down there and drumming bugle corps. Well, the first thing then, when I got in the boot camp, they asked anybody who was a drummer. I said, yeah, I was a drummer. All right, you got a job. You're going to have to take your drum. They took me over to where these recruits came in and march them over to the boot camp. So I got out a lot of that marching, but it was nice marching on the highway and no darn guy telling you zip, 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 you know. So that, I got a lot of junk. Yeah.
So you got to play the drums while everybody else marched?
Yeah. And, well, then they had a drum and bugle corps there. So I played with that. I went one trip with them down to Chicago. But then when I got shipped out of there, that was it, you know.
And you were an electrician in the Navy, right?
Yeah, but at that time when I was just a rookie, you know, I wasn't right away. I was a fireman. They started out with a fireman first class. But then I got into an electrical gang. And then, of course, when I got out of the Navy, this one guy told me, oh, you can go anywhere out there and work in the electrical field. You won't have no trouble, you know. So I got out. There was no work around Suring. There was nothing there. I could have gone to an electric company, but I didn't want them climbing poles. I'm a little short for that. Because you should be really tall so you can reach up a lot. And I had to do it afterwards down there, but not every day. And I got on one first contractor I worked for. He's a big contractor out of Milwaukee. I was 16 years. I was on a trouble truck. You're on that trouble truck, you get everything, you know. And
what's a trouble truck?
Whenever they get a call or something's wrong somewhere, they send you, you know, and no matter what you're going to get into, you better fix it, you know. Oh, yeah. And I liked that, so.
And did you keep playing music during this time?
No. I just didn't. I never played no more.
That was it after you joined the service?
Yep, that was it. I never did no more.
Do you miss playing?
I miss playing. Well, the reason I didn't do it, you get a little drinking with that. You know, you start getting a little drinking, and I was married, and I didn't want to come home playing and get too many drinks. And I was raising the family, and I wanted to be with my wife and the kids. So I just quit. Oh, I get the itch many times. And I love to dance.
What kind of dancing is this, like waltzing and swing dancing?
Yeah, the old style. Jitterbug, I used to cook jitterbug, boy. When I was in the Navy out there in Rhode Island, we were waiting for that there, and there was my buddy, and he met up with a gal. She was a little redhead, and we'd go out there to that dance in the USO there, and he coaxed me. Come on, Al, I said, I haven't jitterbugged since I left home, you know. Al, so she teased me a little bit. I said, okay. Boy, could she jitterbug. This little redhead, man, could she dance.
When was the last time you did the jitterbug?
That was on my daughter's wedding. We cleared the floor, my sister and I. I could jitterbug pretty good.
So when did you meet your wife and get married?
Well, so be it. She was staying with my aunt. She's in a little rural school. She taught all 8 grades, and she was rooming with my aunt, and that's where I met her. So then when I got out of service, we were engaged then, and then we got married.
So you met her in back in Suring?
Suring, yeah. Yeah. 48 we got married. We had 4 children. We had a son first, and then we had a daughter. She's 60 now, and that son is 63 already. And the twins, they're 55. That was a boy and a girl.
So how did you end up here in northern Wisconsin?
In 79, I bought the 2 lots. And so then 84, we moved up and retired from down there. And I got up here, and the town chairman, I got to know him because he done a lot of bulldozing for me and that. They needed a guy over in the township for plowing snow and hauling gravel. And first thing you know, I'm working for the town until I was 90 years old. Yeah. When I got to 90, I said, this is it. I'm done. Yeah.
I noticed from the sign outside your house, it says Old Fisherman Crossing. Are you a fisherman?
Well, I used to fish hard. But since my wife died, I just backed off. Because she fished with me just as hard as I did.
She did?
Oh, yes. Winter and summer.
Wow.
She was just as tough as I was out there. Well, first of all, we got her the right clothes. And I said, you got to buy some long johns, you know, when you're going to go out there. And I bought her the best snowsuit I could buy, one of those from you use for a snowmobile. And she got into that as warm as toast, you know, and she loved it. She loved ice fishing.
Did she fish before she met you? Or?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Her dad fished. I knew her mother and dad. Oh, yeah.
So when you look back on your 92 years of life,
yeah,
you've lived some different places, yeah, and you've been in the Navy. Do you have a favorite era?
I think the favorite era was when I moved up here and Mom and I could go fishing when we wanted to. I think that was the nicest thing that ever happened.
Alan's wife died in 2006, 2 years after having a stroke. Alan says after a few years on his own, he did start to get lonely.
And I went over to the senior center, and first day there, I asked that lady was sitting there, could I sit here? Yeah, sit down, she said. She was very friendly, and we got friendlier and friendlier, and then we started going out and eating, and finally I asked her for a date. They told me she never was going to date anymore, but she did, and I asked her, it was on Valentine's Day, that's a year ago. We went out, and she told me that, I suppose you wonder why I was so friendly to her. I said, yeah, because I'm no big handsome guy by no means, you know. She said, first day I saw you, Alan, I dare not mention her name now, you were a gentleman, and that's the way it's been. And here we celebrated our year together this last Valentine's Day again.
Congratulations.
Yeah. She's my very dear friend. Not much. No, don't call her my girlfriend. She don't want that. I'm her dear friend. That's it. No, you figure that out. But I, and we are a very close couple. We share things. And she's a Packer fan, and boy, I got to watch every game with her with the Packer fan.
Are you a Packer fan?
Yeah. Well, I always was, you know, but later years, I never pushed it that way, but I got to know.
Well, thanks for talking with me today.
Well, that was wonderful.